continued about ebooks. So the thing that I think that the ebook reader gives over laptops, iPhones, all this stuff, and the thing which they can really market it on, I think, is this sort of idea of contemplative space. The fact that you have this device and it it's optimized for reading, and that alone, it's really a pretty great experience to have a machine which will only let you read. And I think it would be nice if it had a little text editor so those of us who write as well can write. But the nice thing is that you can basically sit there and read, and there's no way you can alt-tab and be on Facebook or Twitter or any of these things. And so basically, kind of the way I see it is the fact that you now, I can leave my laptop at home a lot more. I can carry this thing and it lasts for 2 weeks. You know, the battery will last for like, well, I've used it for a day or two and it's, you know, and it's only gone down to a third, but then I have been fiddling about with it a lot and going through the settings and setting it all up. So that might have used up quite a bit more juice than just flicking through pages. And I also read PDFs because I need all the scholarly stuff and I don't generally read novels on there. I don't generally read novels in real life, which is a very sad character flaw. I read philosophy books and papers and all the things I need to read. Once that's all over, it gets to the end of the day and I don't generally have time to read anything else, so I will kind of put my feet up and watch the telly. Anyway, so that's, I think, how they can really market the ebook as a way out of the hell that is kind of the multitasking, Twitterized computer landscape. And yes, you can turn all that stuff off, but it takes self-discipline, and it's easier to have a gadget which gives you self-discipline than to exercise it yourself. So hope that gets my kind of point of view across. I'm not sure I should really use this more, actually. See ya.